Upswing.
Two up, two things I'm seeing in the business world that you need to know about. Resale is back big time. What's your favorite resale shop? Where do you donate your clothes? Where do you go to find those bargains? The New York Times from yesterday, while thrift stores have always been around, the vintage and resale business has boomed lately and even shifted a little bit into big retail corporate giants like Banana Republic, Madwell, and H&M. Veteran resellers like REI and Goodwill and property developers are also getting into the resale game. Today, there are more than 25,000 resale stores in the United States, and secondhand apparel sales have increased by 11% in 2023 from the year before. These are stats compiled by Capital One. In 2023, apparel resale in the United States grew 7 times the rate of the broader retail industry. And the used clothing market is going to reach $43 billion, up from $23 billion in 2008. A reminder to clean out those closets, find a secondhand store to donate to. And then if you're shopping to save money, there's a ton of resale stores all over the state of Wisconsin that are good for your business, my business, and good for your clothes, too. All right, you need some cash for your home? How old is your home? Ours was built in 1925. Our condo that we just sold in downtown Milwaukee was 1898. But if you have an older home and you need repairs, there may be some low interest loans for you to tap into. There's a new WEDA, Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority program for Wisconsin residents whose homes are more than 40 years old. You can qualify for low interest loans to make those repairs and improvements that you need to keep your house happy and satisfied under a new state program. The more like home repair and renew loan program provides low interest loans between $5,000 and $50,000 for structural repairs and energy efficient updates like roofing, insulation, plumbing, electrical, heating, and air conditioning. Take advantage of it. You have to be in a certain income range, and the loans are available through the authority's participating lenders. It's a $50 million loan program and part of a $525 million affordable and workforce housing package approved last year by the legislature and Governor Tony Evers.